We are here to train our mind to be aware, to be mindful, to be within the silent state. When you are silent without thought, that is your true mind, that is your meditative mind. So if you have this understanding, then it's very easy to meditate. To meditate, you just relax body and mind completely. Just let everything go. No need to think, no need to know, no need to do anything. Just be at ease. Silence your mind. Develop the peace within. When you silence your mind, you just relax, maintain awareness and don't think. That's why the four support come in, very important. The first support is just relax. Relax into all mind state that arise. Just relax into it. Relax body and mind. Completely relax. At ease. Then silence your mind. Maintain awareness. Just aware. Finish. Aware. Finish. The awareness can be aware of your whatever sense or contact. Aware of sound. Aware of vibration, aware of any tactile feeling, aware of any contact between your awareness and that thing that it may contact. So if you have an object of meditation, you can stay there aware of your in and out breath, or you can just stay somewhere around the heart area and silence your mind to feel. As you feel, you don't think. As you feel, you maintain awareness. Awareness. The awareness will pick up whatever that is sensitive, that is within your capacity to feel them, to be aware of them. So when you train yourself in this way, relax, maintain awareness, the third support is 24 hours for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours, but for as long as you can is good enough. So relax, maintain awareness for as long as you can to develop the meditative mind, to allow your mundane mind or thinking mind to slow down. Until you can realize your true mind, then you will realize meditation is very easy. You only need to relax, silence your mind, maintain awareness. Then you can slowly experience how your sankhara activity or heedless thinking slow down and become very quiet and very still. Then you will realize your true mind. When all the sankhara activity of thinking slow down and stop, you will experience that stillness within, the sudden shift of consciousness. You become aware that everything has become very quiet, very still. This is the silent mind. The meditative mind, your inner nature's awareness, that you're just aware. It doesn't do anything. It's just aware. And stay with the awareness. Whatever is aware of, stay with aware, finish. Aware, finish. So keep on maintaining the awareness until this awareness becomes very stable, very quiet, very still, to realize your true mind, which is the meditative mind. So this is how you train. Because the main purpose of meditation is to develop this ability to be heedful. To be heedful, we need to be ever mindful, plus constantly meditative. So to be ever mindful, we must train our mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. The mind that is without thought is already aware. We don't have to try to be aware. We don't have to force our mind to become quiet. We don't have to focus, concentrate to develop the quiet, one-pointedness mind. That one is a conditioned state, it's not a free mind. So what we want is a free mind that is naturally quiet without thought. Initially, for those who have not developed the training and the understanding, it's not easy for you to do it. But if you are patient, you can do it. And the reason why most people cannot do it is because they realize their mind thinks a lot. They are very heedless. The reason being, during the normal waking hours when you are living your life, you have not developed the ability to be mindful or to be aware. You are most of the time heedless because you lack the five spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So when you lack this five, the mental hindrance, the opposite five, takes over. When this mental hindrance of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, doubt, skeptical doubt, and what they call restlessness of mind. These are the mind states that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner awareness, or inner mindfulness. You don't have the ability because of this mental hindrance. So in order to overcome this, you must either have the opposite five spiritual faculty developed until it's very stable so that it can overcome this five mental hindrances. Without the hindrance, your mind becomes peaceful, quiet, still, naturally. And that is your true mind. That is your silent mind, your meditative mind. So all of meditation is to realize that. But there are many people who cannot develop the stability of the five spiritual faculty, and yet they want to meditate. So these are the people who will have a lot of thinking before they start meditation. So this heedless thinking, conditioned by the five mental hindrance, prevents the mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness and inner awareness. So when you understand this, you will understand why a lot of meditation teachers or cultivators, they cannot just silence their mind and meditate. So they need something to anchor their mind, so that this mind is not heedlessly lost in thought. They need the object of meditation or a method or technique to meditate to anchor their mind. That's how method and technique comes about. That's how meditation object comes about. So what you need to understand is all these are just skillful means to train the mind in sati, to anchor the mind so that you can be mindful of the object of meditation, mindful of whatever method or technique they are using. That is how they train their mind. They create an anchor to anchor their mind so that it's not heedlessly lost in thought. Then they have a series of instruction for you to train the mind. Most of it, if you have done it correctly, is to train your mind in mindfulness. So what the Buddha taught is anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath. That one is the correct way to train. The other one is the rising and falling of the abdomen, but their instructions are not clear. They use the word note. Actually, you don't note. You develop awareness. But most people's awareness are not stable, not refined, not sensitive enough to be able to be aware of the rise and fall of the abdomen. You can feel that. You can also feel your heartbeat. It's no different than any vibration within your form and mind, within your entire physical body. You can also feel them when you have stabilized your mindfulness. So this is how you develop your meditation. But the faster way is no need to use any object of meditation unless you have developed that training before and you are used to it. Then you go back to your object of meditation. Otherwise, the fastest way is like I always teach you. Relax body and mind, silence everything, maintain awareness, that's it, to stabilize the awareness nature. The moment you are relaxed without thought, the awareness is there. So stay with the awareness until it becomes very stable and use that to meditate.